You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So it's not uncommon for economists to disagree, but as we campaigned, we are comfortable with the independent modelling and the independent view that we received on that part of the tax relief package.
Your party leader, Christopher Luxon, has committed to delivering tax relief no matter what. So if the foreign buyers tax and the numbers there don't add up, what is the solution to getting enough money to be able to deliver tax relief and tax cuts?
So we stand by the independent modelling that we received during the campaign, and we're committed to delivering tax relief to low and middle income earners.
And I wanted to touch on your other tax policy quickly too, because your party leader did say that one of the goals was to deliver tax relief to low and middle income New Zealanders. However, RNZ reported that landlords would be some of the biggest beneficiaries of the national tax policy, with landlords receiving an average tax cut of $6,000 a year. Why are landlords receiving such big tax cuts instead of those lower and middle income earners whom tax cuts were promised to?
We believe that there will be tax relief across a spectrum of tax relief for low and middle income earners. There will be a spectrum. There will be those who clearly receive more and those who receive less. But low and middle income earners will receive tax relief under us.
Well, I went on to your tax calculator and I put the numbers in with the median student income. So based on those numbers, a student would get about $4.31 fortnightly. I then went and used the calculator with the median salary of a politician. And according to that calculation, the average politician would receive around $40.10 fortnightly under the tax cut policy. How is your tax policy delivering relief for low and middle income people if a student working a minimum wage job would only be better off by less than $5 a fortnight?
So what we've said is there will be a spectrum of tax relief for low and middle income earners. And as you correctly say, people can go to the tax calculator and assess what that tax relief is. It will be a spectrum across a range of incomes.
A student still would only receive $5 a week, and these are some of the people who are struggling the most in our society, struggling to make ends meet, especially when rent prices are increasing. So I just want to ask again how that disparity is so prevalent there. How can we trust that low and middle income earners will actually receive tax cuts and tax relief?
So when you talk about rent rising and that being a significant component to students, you're absolutely correct. And this talks to the broader range of cost of living levers, which we're looking to bring to the floor, as well as tax relief for low and middle income earners. It is a wider cost of living suite that would give relief to people like students.
What are the policies that you think that will help affect cost of living?
We mentioned that during the campaign, that focus on cost of living, things like requiring the Reserve Bank to have a single focus on inflation, having disciplined government spending, all of these will certainly help tackle inflation and in their own right also reduce cost of living.
Is there any one policy that you can point to that you think will have a direct effect on people that don't earn that much in our society?
It's a suite of things that will reduce cost of living that will affect different parts of society in different ways, and it's across that whole suite that we're wanting to offer relief to New Zealanders.
I think one of the biggest costs as a student for me personally is transport. So I wanted to kind of ask about that quickly, because that your party campaigned on removing Labour subsidy on public transport. So currently as it stands, people under 24 get half price public transport. With that removed, we'll probably get a tertiary discount, which is 25% on average. So that means that we'd be paying $20 more a week for public transport while only receiving $5 fortnightly. How is that helping low and middle income people? And is that just a counterintuitive policy?
We also campaigned on removing the regional fuel tax. So if we're going to talk about fuel prices, we have to talk across the whole spectrum. And fuel is a combination of externalities and domestic policy. Obviously, events in the Middle East are pushing up crude. That has an impact. And then domestic policies like the regional fuel tax. So if we talk about fuel, we have to talk across the range of policies.
Yeah, I was just trying to point out about public transport prices, not fuel necessarily. So under Labour, as it currently stands, under 24 years, get half-price public transport. So my bus ride that used to cost $5, now $2.50. Your party campaign on removing that and going back to the old standards, which was which was tertiary discounts, so about 25% off. So is that not a policy that directly affects lower and middle income people who catch public transport more regularly?
We think across a range of policies which will reduce cost of living, there will be a relief for the vulnerable and those on low income, and the point you've removed, that fuel cost has an impact on public transport. I don't think you can do that. I think the fuel cost clearly has an impact on public transport costs.
That was the National Party's Dr. Shane Retty.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.